This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me on the phone now is Robert Kelly, a comic who will be at the UARC Bowl tonight and tomorrow night. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Have you ever been to Arkansas before?
I think I have, but I think I was through there. I don't think I did a show.
You've never performed?
No, I don't remember performing there, but I'm really excited. I think this is the last state on my list.
Do the different states that you travel to, do you think about that when you're developing your routine, or do you make changes to your routine based on where you're going?
No. I have no B plan.
No B plan. It's always the same set.
I come up with stuff that I want to talk about, and that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's funny enough and interesting enough that you're like, I think everybody, doesn't matter where I am or what country I'm at, or will be like, oh, that's true and honest, and I get it, and it's funny.
Right. Okay.
Hopefully. We'll find out tomorrow.
Well, I plan on being in the audience, so.
You can tell where I come from because of my crappy Boston accent. Mixed with some high-bred New York accent, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
But me and my wife in the house talk Southern all the time. We have fake accents all the time because we like talking like this more.
Oh, I can put one on too, y'all.
Let me tell you something. You'll never get into a fight with your wife if you talk like this. It's fun. Her name's Dixie Lizard and mine's Bucky.
How funny.
Very addictive.
So you mentioned characters. Are you yourself when you're doing a routine in a set, or do you pull out characters?
I guess it's a heightened version of yourself. I don't do characters at all, but I do perform. I don't really do topical humor.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to affect me personally, and then I kind of talk about it, and then I perform it out a little bit. I do my wife. I do a couple characters, but not too many, Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm that intelligent enough to do that,
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Well, I'm smart in other ways. I know secret codes for video games.
That's something I don't know, so. Well,
yeah.
So you mentioned you take things from your life and your experiences.
Yeah.
So you've been a comic for a while.
Yeah.
How have your routines changed from, when you began and you were in one point in your life and to now?
Well, I think your voice changes, your confidence changes too. So, it's the way I say something is kind of becoming the way I say something. I think that my comedy is definitely, I'm definitely talking about stuff that I want to be talking about. But I think, I talk about my childhood. I talk about my addiction, my food addiction, but now I talk about I'm married and it's not a bad thing. I love it. That was a hard thing to do, to switch up, being married and all. And I love it. Like, I had to be honest about it. I'm a bald guy from Boston. You think I'd go up and be like, being married and my wife's a pain in the ass and blah, 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 which is all true. But I really love being married, like, to the point where it makes me sick.
Awesome.
Like, I just love my wife. And it's just, I had to go on stage and talk about that and talk about feelings and intimacies instead of, lying or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What would the easy way? This, being married, it's awesome. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So, but then I'll talk about farts for 10 minutes because I think they're funny too.
Well, there are a couple of things that you've mentioned in the last few minutes that I wanted to ask about. Like you mentioned kind of when a joke gets old, when a set gets old, how do you know when it's time to retire a joke or a routine?
Well, it's weird too. I think that's changing too. I think comedy back in the day, Pryor would put out, a 35-minute album. And, have helped writing it. Now comics, are doing a new hour every year. You get a certain guy setting the curve, a little higher, a little faster. I think you know in your heart when a joke is old. Because, there's a joke that I do about my sister needing a kidney transplant. She was going to die. And there's a joke that I came up with. It's not a joke. It's a, you know, I tell the story, and it's just a funny observation and what happened, and it makes me feel great when I tell it. I'm like, I can't wait to get to that joke. And then there's other jokes that I do that I'm like, oh, I've been doing this for 3 years. This stinks. Oh, I got to stop, you know? I mean, it's a real hard thing to let go of a joke. It's like breaking up with a girl, you know, when it becomes a habit. You're like, oh, but she's such a good person. She's so nice. I mean, she's not, I know her mom. What am I going to do for Thanksgiving? I'm going to be alone. I mean, we already bought Christmas presents together. Ugh, you know?
Right.
Scariest thing in the world to I think it's the scariest thing in the world to become a good comic.
It's scary. It's
easy to become a comic. I think it's the scariest thing in the world to try to become a good one. You know, and then you want them to laugh, but you have to have them laugh, because if they don't laugh, then I don't get to come back, and then I don't make money. I'm not, you know, but there's a point where you have to go, I'm doing this joke. I don't care. I'm going to do it. There's a difference between making a crowd laugh and making a crowd listen. I'd rather have them leave going, that joke about hating God. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I have a joke about, you ever hate God? And I do this whole thing. And people, you know, religious people sometimes go, oh, my, what? Whoa. But then at the end of it, they realize, oh, I get it. I understand what he did. But you have to listen to get there with me. If you're not listening, you're gonna be
upset.
Mad. Yeah, you're gonna be upset. If you're listening and if you trust me as a comedian to get you there, then you'll laugh. You'll hopefully laugh. Did I get too deep?
No, I like it. It was great, actually. It was great. But I'm like, huh, okay, I'm kind of speechless now.
Well, it's funny, too, you know, because, you know, you never really, you know, people think that we're just funny. But look, I, you know, it's a weird time now, too, that, like, I don't drink. I don't use drugs. I'm trying not to eat like a savage. The food is the last one. You know, so it's a weird time in my life to be doing comedy because, you know, there's nothing left. The only thing left in my life is to be happy.
Well, I think it sounds like a good time for you to be doing comedy. It sounds like you're happy.
Yeah, look, you know what? I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm really excited to come down to here because this place, I love places like this. Where it sounds like they really care about a good show and they really care about comedy. You know what I mean? You know, it's not seven shows over the course of, you know, 4 days. And, you know, I'm doing a few of these gigs this year, too, where you're coming in and these interesting little venues where they care. Even this thing we're doing now, like, you care about doing a good interview.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, Robert Kelly, what's going on, man? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tell us some jokes, man. You actually care about your interview.
Right.
Which is, that's awesome. I love that that's happening in comedy, where you can come in. And so I'm excited to do the show there because you can get away with being a comic at places like this because people, like I said, are listening.
Right.
They came to see a show.
All right. Well, we'll see you tonight. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate
Thank you. This is a great interview. You're so nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Take care.
Bye. Robert Kelly is a comedian who holds TV comedy credits for Comedy Central Presents, HBO's Tourgasm, and portraying Louis C.K.'s brother on Louie. He's also been in several movies. He will perform tonight at the UARC Bowl at 8 o'clock, and again tomorrow night, Friday, at 8 and 10 o'clock. This is Ozarks at Large.